Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
The last time Pastor David Chedister was with us here on Connected, we talked about waiting to receive the promise, and that was the commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But Jesus, before he ascended, he told them to go to Jerusalem and tarry until they were endued with power from on high. And they had to wait about 10 days. And I believe it was over 500 people knew of his resurrection, but only 120 remained 10 days in the upper room. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit is so important. I'm reading out of Ephesians chapter 5, and it says in verse 14, "Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and God shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." And yes, they are, my friend. And then in verse 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." How are you going to know the will of the Lord? Well, verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." This is how we are going to be able to redeem the time and know what the will of God is and walk as wise, is being filled, continually refilled with the Holy Spirit. And we're going to talk about waiting upon the Lord today. Pastor David Chedister is with me. After the song, we'll be talking about that. Some of you are growing weary. You're at the place sometimes of giving up and quitting. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stay tuned and you will be encouraged.
There's no life in yesterday, but it's hard to just let go. So many things I'd like to change along this broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past, and there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. God took those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of I am, and the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory, grace has no regret. Sins and carried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. It's for
This month, with your love gift of $15 or more, your glorious turnaround featuring Pastor Keith Collins.
God would hear the cry of a man or a woman or a small group of people, and he would respond. And then there would be this unusual moving of God's Spirit that goes beyond the ability of man, to where there's a sovereignty that takes place, and everything that begins to happen has to be attributed to the hand of God. But it always commences with people that begin to say, God, give us more, Lord. Mm-hmm. Reveal your glory in the midst of this generation. And we become, as the people of God, we become jealous for the glory of the Lord to be restored.
If you're hungry for a personal revival, this is for you. Your glorious turnaround with the Colossinos and Pastor Keith Collins. Yours with your love gift at he'salive.net or He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
My special guest today is Pastor David Chattister, the senior pastor of Faith Christian Fellowship in Morgantown, West Virginia. And it's so good once again to have you back with us. And a lot of people don't like to travel this direction in the wintertime. Thank you for coming.
Well, that's all right. And we did fine.
Amen. The weather was and the roads were good enough for you to get here. We thank God for that. We started the last time that you were here, you talked about what I shared at the beginning of the program about the importance of being filled and being refilled, not just a one-time experience, but being a continual infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I want to pick up on that and go to the next point you have.
Yeah. Well, our relationship with our Father God, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit and through the mm-hmm. written Word of God is so important that we have to realize that God wants to be with us.
Yes,
he is in us, but he wants to be with us and be a part of our every conversation
that we're having,
and it's so important. But in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, verse 30 and 31, it talks about young people, because we know young people have a lot of vim, vigor, and they can do a lot of things. But it says, even the youths shall faint and be weary,
mm-hmm.
and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. So that's our answer, is to wait
yes.
upon the Lord to see what he has to say about it and what he will do about the things that's maybe troubling folks and things like that. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Mm-hmm.
They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
No, the key is waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Waiting on the Lord. What does waiting on the Lord look like, Pastor?
Well, sometimes
it's not like sitting in a bus station, right? Or sitting in the doctor's office.
No, we're not waiting on a ride here.
Okay.
He's in us and we're in him.
Uh-huh.
He said, "We have, through Jesus Christ, we have become one together in uh-huh. Christ Jesus." But to wait upon the Lord is to get away from, you know, all the little mundane things that you do around the house and maybe at work and things like that. Give some special time to God. He wants that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need it,
yes.
you know, in order to have and to wait before him. And it may be to be silent for a time and just to think on him and or to consider the scriptures that are, you know, pressing on you right now,
sure.
those kind of things. But to spend time with God alone, not trying to, you know, go do something. But what we want to do is spend that time with him and let him renew us and strengthen us.
Yes.
That only God can do those things.
It's important that we I'm thinking of Jesus, how he would spend the night in prayer with his Father. He was waiting on the Lord before every major decision. When you look at the life of Jesus, he had a great enemy, and it wasn't Satan, so to speak. It was the Pharisees.
Yes.
Because they came in flesh form continually after him. But he waited upon the Lord, and he had strength for the challenges that he faced, because you see him as a man of prayer, as a man that would, with his busy schedule, some people say, I just don't have time to spend with God. You're not busier than Jesus was.
Amen.
And you don't have to walk, you know, like he had to walk and travel as he traveled. you didn't have the comforts, or he didn't have the comforts that we have, you know, cell phones, of you know, communication through email. He didn't have all the things that we have. His schedule was busy, but he made time to wait.
Amen.
He made time. That's why he was able to endure even the cross.
Yes.
Because he knew how to wait.
I like something I was just reading the other night. I believe it was when he was taken to Pilate and to be crucified. That's what the Pharisees wanted to happen to him. And he decided that he wasn't guilty of anything.
Yeah.
And so Jesus wouldn't talk to him and say anything because he was captive at that point in his captivity. And Pilate asked him, he said, "Don't you know I have the power to release you or the power to have you crucified?" And Jesus, I can just see him looking at him and saying, and he had been beaten up at this time and whipped and things, but I can see him looking at him, and what he said, and the scripture says, he said, "You could have no power against me unless it was given to you from above." So what he was doing was God's will, and it was our salvation in process here. So, but I think of that now. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Every believer is.
Yes.
And I say that to the enemy, regardless of how he appears to me, you could have no power against me unless it were given to you from above. So I'm not going to yield to the devil. I'm not going to let him have his way.
That's
and
right.
I'm not going to cooperate with him. So anything that happens, sickness, disease, the hurts, the pains that come, and they'll try, but I'm – the devil's going to have no power against you if you don't let him have it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, God has it's so clear that when Peter, the disciple at the time who became the apostle, when he got the revelation that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, we see in Scripture where Jesus turned to him and said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father." And I like this way of putting it, Peter, you're not that smart. That had to come from God. Yeah. And then he says, "I give you the keys of the kingdom."
Yes.
And he wasn't talking only to Peter, but he was talking to the church.
Yes.
He gives us the keys to the kingdom. What we bind is bound. What we loose is loosed.
Yes.
And the keys are power and authority. He's given us the power and authority. And all we have to do is wait on God to be strong.
Yes.
Wait on God to renew our minds. Wait on God. The truth of the matter is, the way our soulish realm is depends on our physical strength. It really is. And when we wait on God, he begins to flood our spirit that restores our soul and heals our body. And so I believe people today, I feel in my spirit there are some. They go through little rituals of reading their Bible, and that's so good. We need to do that.
Sure.
Or taking time to pray a little bit. They're faithful to church, and they give, and they let their light shine, and that's commendable. But there are some people out there that have grown so weary, Pastor, that they need to get in that place of waiting on the Lord.
Yes. I find that the biggest problem for people not being able to go continue with God and to grow up into him and all those things by speaking the truth in love, the Bible says, is they fail to realize God has forgiven them for anything they've ever done wrong or out of place and things like that. Jesus Christ went to hell for us on purpose so that he took our sin problem. And when he was raised from the dead and his blood had been given for us, the price had been paid. And we have to realize we belittle his sacrifice if we don't forgive ourselves.
Yeah.
And go on and grow up, and I realize you don't want to continue in sin and doing those things. Obviously not. But Jesus Christ has forgiven you. If you make a mistake, if you come up short, he has forgiven you. So forgive yourself and spend some time in prayer with him and realize you don't have to walk around in this down position.
Mm-hmm.
But step up, be who you are in Christ Jesus. He needs you to turn the light on rather than walk around in darkness.
You know, if we live with that condemnation on us, which is placed there by the accuser of the brethren, if it's under the blood, it's cleansed. It's under the blood.
Yes.
If we live in that condemnation, we're going to act like Adam, and we're going to hide from God.
Yes.
Instead of drawing close to him. And I love it. We never see Adam running after God. We see God running after Adam. And so even when we sin, there is forgiveness and there's
Amen.
Cleansing to spend time with him. We're going to the Lord in prayer, and we will be right back. As we go to the Lord in prayer, needs come in continually. There are some that are burdened about what we see going on in the world with ISIS, this stronghold, this spirit of Islam, this wicked, murderous spirit that is hate spirit against Jews and Christians and anyone that will not conform to Islam. And that is one concern even for the protection of our borders today.
Right.
So we're going to take that before the Lord. And also, for those that are listening that are sick in body that need a healing, would you pray, Pastor?
Yeah. Father God, we thank you that the Word of God tells us that Jesus Christ took our sins in his own body on the tree, that we could be dead to sin and alive unto righteousness, or doing it God's way, doing it right, and that by his stripes, the beating, the whipping, the things that he took on his body, by his stripes we were, past tense, healed. And to just believe that and claim that for your body and any part of you that's sick or ill or hurting, you have the right to claim in the name of Jesus Christ your health and your healing. And if you'll do that and believe that and walk in that, you'll see a change for the better.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for healing. And Lord, we pray, Father, for national security. We pray for our president. We pray for those that are fighting terrorism around the world. We pray for our military men and women. First of all, we pray for divine wisdom and guidance. We pray, Heavenly Father, that this spirit would be bound in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for protection. We pray, Father, for the leading of the Spirit of God to be upon those that are fighting evil in Jesus' name. And we also plead the blood of the Lamb over our borders and over our cities and over any place that the enemy would try to come and steal, kill, and destroy. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters who are being persecuted. God, I know that their blood even cries out to you.
Yes.
And so, Father, we pray, Lord, for vindication for them now in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, your grace is upon your people today in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for revival for America and a turnaround in Jesus' name. Let the revival begin personally and in our churches. Lord, revive us again in your name. Amen and amen. Thank you for the partners. Bless them.
Amen.
Bless them today and the seed they have sown in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Pastor David Chedister from Faith Christian Fellowship. When do you have services? We know on Sunday, but what time?
We have services on Sunday at 10:30. We have Wednesday evening service at 7, and we have a Thursday evening youth service. And so that's at 6:30.
And thank you for being with us. Faith Christian Fellowship is located in Morgantown. And the address is?
3855 Grafton Road. It's about 7 miles out of the city.
And so that is so easy. You can just program your GPS and it'll take you right there.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.